Hello, my name is Joey Kelly, and you're listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I believe and preach the old-fashioned gospel, the same thing that Paul and the other apostles preached. Jeremiah 6, verse 16 says, "Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls." And that's what we're going to talk about today. But three more verses here. Verse 27, 28, and 29. "And there ran a young man and told Moses and said, Hey, Moses, Eldad and Medad, they're prophesying. I mean, they were written down as two of the ones that were supposed to be filled with the Spirit, but they're prophesying in the camp, and they didn't go out to the tabernacle. And Joshua, the son of Nun, and we have a book named after him, the servant of Moses, one of his young men, answered and said, My Lord Moses, forbid them. Tell them to stop. I mean, yeah, I know they got filled with the Spirit, and I know that they were supposed to be. They're on that list, and I know that they're speaking prophecies from God. They're telling the wonderful works of God. But they're not where they're supposed to be. Tell them to stop. And Moses said unto him, Enviest thou for my sake? Would God that all the Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his Spirit upon them. No, I'm not going to tell them to stop. Matter of fact, I wish everybody was filled with the Holy Ghost. I wish they were prophets, every one of them, every Jewish believer of that time, and that the Lord would fill them all with the Holy Ghost. That was the cry of Moses' heart. That was his answer when they said, hey, tell them to stop. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Paul is teaching on spiritual gifts. And he says in verse 4, Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. These are nine if you count them up. But all these worketh that one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. Moses exclaimed, Man, I wish everybody that lived for God was filled with the Spirit. And we find that to be a prophecy. And we find it fulfilled. On the day of Pentecost, they were all filled. And when the gospel finally got to Corinth, I understand they got out of hand and they had to be corrected. But Paul in his teaching here on spiritual gifts, he says that the Spirit of God gives to every man as the Spirit decides. But he gives the Spirit to every man Spirit of God is available to every man, everyone that's a Christian can ask, as Jesus said, and God will give the Spirit, just as he said, to every man. And again, this is a fulfillment of Moses' answer. It was a prophecy that's been fulfilled in the New Testament. In the book of Luke, we're going to be in chapter 9 and chapter 10 for a little bit, and then back to chapter 9. Luke chapter 9, verse 1, "And he called his 12 disciples together and gave them power and authority over all devils and to cure diseases. And he sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick." And he gives direction. He says, you know, don't take two coats and what have you. And he says, if you're received in one town or you're not received, you're rejected, that's fine. But then in verse 6, it says they departed and went through the towns, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. Preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. They were given a charge, go. They were given power, dunamis, authority, exousia in Greek. God's power given to the disciples to preach. Oh, and as you go, heal the sick. That's the Bible pattern. That's the Bible pattern. Okay, fine, there were 12 disciples, and he gave them this power. And there are those that say, well, I understand that the 12 disciples had that power, but they're gone, and so the power's gone. Well, that's not so. In Luke chapter 10, the next chapter, verse 1, "And after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. He called the 12, sent them out, gave them power to heal the sick and preach the gospel, what have you. And they went," and that's good, but it says that he chose 70 other also to do the same thing. And this 70 other also, that the number 70, that's not a coincidence. It's not a coincidence. In Numbers chapter 11, when God told Moses to choose 70 elders of Israel, that he would fill them with the Spirit, that was a prophecy, a foreshadowing, a type, we say, of Luke chapter 10, when he chose the 70 others also. It's not a coincidence. You read in Numbers chapter 11, this happened as a prophecy, but in Luke chapter 10, the prophecy is fulfilled. But I want to take a look at what they were called to do. It says, "After these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, and sent them two by two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come." This is kind of strange. We don't find in the Gospels a record that, okay, they went to these cities and then Jesus later came and visited those same cities. We don't find a record. Maybe he did, but we don't find it. But I believe that this is a prophecy and a symbol of the second coming. We have to take the gospel outside the four walls. we have to do, okay, fine, maybe you can't do as I did. I had money occasionally to go to Haiti and Honduras and Mexico. And I was paid to go to the Bahamas for a work project. But while I was there, I found a Haitian church in the Bahamas and I preached there. Maybe you don't have the money to go. Maybe you can't. Maybe you don't have the resources. But if your church collects money for missions work, you ought to put in the bucket. And you ought to pray for your missionaries. Ask God to give them power to preach. Ask God to help them as they preach the gospel. Because Jesus is coming back. He sent them two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself would come. Jesus is coming back, and we've got to preach. We've got to win the lost before it's too late. But in verse 2, it says, therefore he said unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest, that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Fine, you've got the 12 that were commissioned in Luke 9, these other 70 also in Luke 10, but in verse 2 of Luke 10 he says, but pray for others. Ask God that he would call others. We've got to preach the gospel before the Lord comes back. We've got to preach the gospel to win souls. Because a person that doesn't come to God, in the last day he's judged and he's consigned to hell. We've got to beat the clock. We've got to rescue the perishing and care for the dying, as the song says. Snatch them in pity from sin and the grave, I think the next verse says. We've got to win the lost. I said perhaps last week that purpose behind the power. We can talk about the day of Pentecost all we want. But Acts 1:8 says that we're given this power to go out. And again, the progression, Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and then to the uttermost parts of the earth to be witnesses of Christ. We have to win the lost. We have to work. We have to work in his vineyard before the end comes. We have to be about the Father's business. We have to be. But in verse 8, again, Luke chapter 10, in whatsoever city you enter, and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you, and heal the sick that are therein. Go to preach, but heal the sick while you're there. And say unto them, the kingdom of God is come nigh unto you. God has visited you from heaven. We're to be ambassadors for Christ. We beseech you in Christ's stead. And oh, by the way, if you're sick, let me pray for you. Let's believe God that he would take this sickness or whatever the case is away. Heal the sick. You say, well, I can't do that. I don't have that power. No, but you know God. And God has that power. If you pray, that's all he's asking you to do is pray. Matthew chapter 13, verse 58. It says, wherever that town was, and he did not or didn't do many mighty works there because of their unbelief. Just like in Jesus' day, if we don't believe, God won't answer prayer. He that cometh to God must first believe that he is and is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. If you say, well, I don't believe in the gifts of the Spirit, they're not for today, well, you're not going to be healed. And no one that comes to your church is going to be healed. But if you'll say, well, Lord, I read in the book and I believe the book and maybe I don't understand, but here, let me pray for you. It just might be that God will answer your prayer. But don't walk in unbelief. Trust God. Bring your burdens to God. There's no telling what God can do in any given circumstance. But let's jump back to Luke chapter 9. Again, we covered the 12 disciples, and in Luke 10, other 70 also. And in verse 2 of Luke 10, it says, pray for more. Pray for more workers. But the 12 went out in Luke chapter 9, and then they came back. And in verse 49, it says, and John answered and said, Master, we saw one casting out devils in thy name, and we forbade him, because he followeth not with us. Where have we heard this before? Moses, Moses, they're still back in the camp, and they're prophesying. Tell them to stop. Jesus, Jesus, we went out like you said, and we went to this town, and we found this guy preaching and casting out devils in your name. And we said, you got to follow us. And he said, no. No, I won't. And we told him to stop. And Jesus said to the disciples, he said, don't tell him to stop. Forbid him not. For he that is not against us is for us. You understand that Eldad and Medad, again, foreshadowed Luke chapter 9, verse 49 and 50. It's a prophecy. And again, the Old Testament is full, absolutely full of prophecies and symbols and shadows and types, something that foreshadows something in the New Testament. The Old Testament is full of references of Christ. Eldad and Medad. Again, I said these characters were interesting. But let's turn to Acts chapter 19 and we can wrap this up. And it came to pass that while Apollos was at Corinth, Paul, having passed through the upper coasts, came to Ephesus, and he found certain disciples. And he said unto them, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? And they said unto him, man, we haven't even heard that there was even any such thing as the Holy Ghost. And Paul said, okay, you believers, I understand it, but where'd you get baptized? And they said, well, we went out to hear John. And, you know, John said to repent of your sins and be baptized, and we did. And we've been preaching just like John preached this whole time. And then Paul taught them a little bit, filled them in. I mean, that was a long time. It was decades ago. Filled them in. It says, you know, John preached that Jesus would come, the Messiah would come. Well, let me tell you, he did come. Told them the story, I'm sure, of Calvary and what have you. Told them perhaps that Jesus, he healed Lazarus, raised him from the dead. Who knows? But Paul told them the story and they said, hey, man, fantastic. We wish we'd have known about that decades ago. Well, they heard the message and they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul laid his hands on them in verse 6, the Holy Ghost came upon them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. We understand on the day of Pentecost, when it was fully come or fulfilled, Acts chapter 2, and in verse 4, they spoke in tongues. And later on, as they followed the plan of Acts 1:8, from Jerusalem to Judea and Samaria to the uttermost parts of the earth, we read again and again and again that when the Spirit came, they spoke in tongues. But these 12 disciples of John in Acts 19, it says when the Spirit of God came upon them, baptized them in the Holy Ghost, they spoke in tongues and they prophesied. It's the only time that it's mentioned that when people were filled in the New Testament, they prophesied. They did both. They spoke in tongues and they prophesied in their usual language. It says there were 12 guys. All they knew was the baptism of John. And we understand that John, Jesus said he was the greatest prophet of the Old Testament. These disciples of John, they represent the Old Testament. And when they were filled, when Paul laid hands on them, they prophesied. As we find in Numbers chapter 11, when the Spirit came on the 70, they prophesied. You see, these 12 disciples of John, they bridged the testaments. They prophesied just as in Numbers chapter 11, but they also spoke in tongues, the New Testament gift. Again, they bridge the two testaments. Again, these 12 disciples of John, they believed on Christ and they spoke in tongues and prophesied. These two bridge the Old and the New Testaments and show the harmony of Scripture. And they also show us the Spirit was active in the Old Testament and active in the New Testament. And we see that the moving of the Spirit, the outpouring of the Spirit, the gifts, the anointing of the Spirit, and ministry in the name of Christ, we see it throughout the Bible. And the baptism in the Holy Spirit is sound theology. Sound doctrine, and it's for today.
Only believe, all things are possible.
You've been listening to the Joey Kelly Broadcast. I hope you've enjoyed the program today and pray that the Lord has convinced you to follow Jesus in the way. If you want to know more about the ministry, you can visit my website at joeykelly.net/ministry. That's joeykelly.net/ministry. And you can read about the missions work that I do down in Haiti. Or if you like, you can write me at 324 Codifer Boulevard, number 9. That's Codifer Boulevard, number 9, Metairie, Louisiana, 7005. And until next time, this is Evangelist Joey Kelly encouraging my friends to take your burdens to the Lord and leave them there.